Ah, that must be my husband. After a long week away, he's finally on his way home. I hate when he has to travel for work, but I have to admit, I don't mind how aroused he is when he finally gets home. It's almost become tradition, that desperate, insatiable sex we have as soon as he walks in the door. The time apart makes us even hungrier than we usually are for each other, and tonight is no different. I've been counting down the hours, and now that it's here, I'm almost giddy. Hey, babe. I was just thinking about you. Are you on the plane?
Hey, babe. No, I'm not, unfortunately. I was actually just calling to let you know that the plane's delayed.
Really? I was really looking forward to you being home tonight.
I still will be, just not as early as we were hoping.
How long is it delayed?
Hopefully only an hour, as long as the storm lets up.
Mm.
I'm sorry, babe, but listen, I promise I'll make it up to you.
Oh, yeah? How do you plan to do that?
In ways I can't describe to you while I'm sitting in a crowded terminal. But I think you can imagine.
You're right. I can imagine. And I've already been waiting so long for you. If I imagine hard enough, I might just make myself...
There will be absolutely none of that until I get home.
Babe.
Don't pay me. You know the rules.
But I've already waited all week for you.
Then another couple of hours won't kill you. Just go sit down and relax. I promise the wait will be worth it when I finally get home.
It always is. Every touch, every kiss, every moment we're together is utter perfection. Fine. But I hope you're quick.
Baby, quick is the very last thing I'm going to be when I finally get my hands on you tonight. I'll call you when I land. Get to my car, okay?
Okay. The next few hours go by at a snail's pace before his flight eventually takes off, and I know he'll be home soon. Oh, but not soon enough. I was prepared to wait a little longer, but somehow the new delay feels like too much. Especially since he's got my mind swirling when he told me to imagine all the ways he was going to make it up to me. Although something tells me that was his point. The man knows me so well that there was no way he did it by accident. He knows me. He knows the anticipation drives me wild. Remembering the ways he's touched me before. Fantasizing about the new ways he'll touch me tonight. Knowing what I have coming, but that it's just out of reach. Seeing his name pop up on my phone screen gives me a giddy smile, and I click into his message right away.
Sorry, I'm late. There's a surprise for you at the front door.
Is it him? Is he home? I race to the front door and open it wide. Instead of my husband, I find a box sitting on the porch. White cardboard wrapped in a crisp red satin bow. I tug at the ribbon and unravel it, and then pull the top off the box. My heart skips when I see what's inside. A brand new vibrator. I pick it up, brushing my thumb over the silicone. It's smooth and round and small enough to fit inside the palm of my hand. Small enough to fit inside of me. Although we've talked about it, we've never used toys in the bedroom. We've been looking at ways to spice things up, and this certainly will. Another message from my husband comes through, and this one gives me a rush of chills.
A little something for us to play with. Go upstairs, take your clothes off, and wait for me.
I don't have to be told twice. Excitement swirls through me as I tiptoe up the stairs, imagining the possibilities. I don't know how long I'll be waiting, but whether it's 10 minutes or 3 hours, I know I'll be absolutely crazy for him by the time he finally gets home. He knows that too, and it's all part of his game. He likes me being at his mercy, and honestly, so do I. There's no one in the world who could ever push me to my absolute limit, but make me feel so safe at the same time. He's all I can think about as I slip off my clothes, piling them on the floor and lying back against our bed. The sheets smell like him, and as I breathe him in, my core fires up with need. It's been way too long since I've had him, and the wait is every bit as arousing as it is excruciating. I don't expect to hear from him so soon, but when his deep, baritone voice is on the other end of the line, my whole body vibrates.
Hey, baby. Did you get my gift?
I did. And I'm upstairs, naked, and ready for you to come home and use it on me.
I had another idea.
What's that?
I'm in the car now, and I'm going to be home in 30 minutes. And I want you absolutely feral for me by the time I get there.
Well, that's a no-brainer.
And while I'm on my way, I'm going to talk you through exactly how I want you to use that vibrator until I get there.
You want me to...
Turn the vibrator on, baby. Let me hear it.
I fumble with the button on the small piece of silicone in my hands. With just a little pressure, it fires up and a faint buzz fills the air.
That's what I wanted to hear. Now lie back, baby, and listen carefully.
My hands shake with anticipation, with excitement, with nerves.
Spread your legs, baby, nice and wide. I want you to relax and just listen to the sound of my voice.
I follow his order exactly, wanting to please him even though he's not here and it's just his voice. The cool air hits my pussy as I slowly spread my legs apart, and as I close my eyes, I let myself sink into the moment.
Start with your hands. I want you to run your fingers over your skin. Soft, gentle. Slowly.
I close my eyes, letting my hands wander between my legs. Not the first time I've ever touched myself, but it's the first time I've done it under his direction, and something about that feels different. I'm timid at first, almost cautious, but eventually, I get into it. Feels so good, but I wish you were the one doing it to me.
I will be soon, baby. We're just getting you warmed up. Are you starting to get wet?
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too spicy for most platforms. To listen to the full version, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your free account today.